Where East meets West. Amiable Frenchman turns head as he serves up Thai food with Gallic charm. Samuel Montassier turns heads at the Chalumbari intersection in Yawarat, but it's not the Yam Wun Sen, or spicy vermicelli salad, he sells, that grabs the attention of passers-by. Rather, it's that a Pharrung is selling the popular Thai street food. French national Samuel and his Thai wife, Ponsuda Mam Sahohom, push their cart out to the main Chinatown street every day in mid-afternoon. The couple usually sells out their food by dusk or within a few hours if there are many customers. Samuel's calling out to prospective clients in three languages, Thai, English, and French, often invites smiles from passers-by. It is not uncommon for tourists to ask to take photos with the vivacious Pharrung vendor, while he busies himself poaching vegetables and seafood or mixing the ingredients into a spicy dish before serving. His often repeated phrase, Pom Rak Mia, or I love my wife, endears him to local customers. The 42-year-old Frenchman has lived in Thailand for more than 20 years and took many jobs before he ended up as the Pharrung Yam Wun Sen vendor of Yawarat. I came to Thailand 20 years ago. I went everywhere, to the north, south, Hua Hin, Suratani, and Ayutthaya. But now I stay with my wife and work, Thai Yam Wun Sen, said Samuel, who calls himself Sam. He was first engaged in the business taking clothes from Thailand for resale in France. 8 years ago, however, he met his future wife, Mam, at a karaoke bar. He decided to settle down and help his wife earn a living in Thailand. It was not all smiles and merriment. At first, Samuel worked as a receptionist at a Chinese restaurant in Yawarat. His ability to speak some Thai was an asset, but his wife wanted to go back to her home in Isan. He went along with her. I helped her grow tapioca in Khon Kaen. It was tough. Where I stayed, there was no electricity or tap water. There were few people and not much food. I could adjust. I could eat frogs, rats, and bugs. I could carry water from a canal for a bath. I could have lived there, but I thought we would do better if we returned to Yawarat, where we used to live, Samuel said. The couple spent some time thinking about what to do to earn a living. Since Samuel has some skills in cooking French food and a Thai spicy salad vending cart, which usually occupied a spot on the Chalumbari intersection, did not show up for a while, Samuel and Mam thought they could try their hands at Yam Wun Sen. The couple's neighbor, a rice and curry vendor, helped with the recipe and preparing the dish. At first, Mam was the one who did the cooking. I sold the yam myself at first. There were only a few customers, Mam said. Then Sam wanted to give it a try. I didn't teach him. He just learned by watching what I did, Mam said. After Sam took over, they sold very well and often finished off all their daily supplies. It's probably because the sight of a Pharrung selling a local yam is a strange one, Mam remarked. Also, Sam is good with customers. He catches their attention and often jokes with them. Another element of his charm is that Sam always performs a Y with the Thai words for thank you or Khop Khun Krap to all his customers, whether they are Thai or foreigners. I have come to Thailand many times, but this is the first time I tasted his yum. It's very good, a Singaporean tourist said. Samuel said 80% of his customers are Thai, most of them from the Yawarat area. But there are also many who come from other places, Khaosan, Silom, and Hua Lumpong, he said. Samuel's dream is to save enough money to have a child. I love Thailand, and I love my Thai wife very much, said the Pharrung vendor, who has made a home in Bangkok.